When you are standing between the two churches, the one on the right is the Catholic Church, and the one on the left is the Protestant Church. The Catholic Church was built between 1911 and 1913 in the new Baroque style. The Protestant Church was, until 1913, a joint communal church. That is, it was a church for both Protestants and Catholics. The current Protestant Church was built between 1747 and 1754. A house of worship stood here as early as 1409, and possibly as early as the year 891. At the bridge next to the church is a sandstone statue of St. John of Nepomuk, the patron saint of bridges. It was erected in 1761. This was in the time when Vinwiller belonged to Habsburg Lorraine. Now go a few meters to the street Lawrence Steinbruckner Weg. Directly below the Protestant church is the so-called Kaffeemühlchen, coffee mill. This small house has a Baroque mansard roof. The building erected in 1750 was probably a garden house. It belonged to a large noble courtyard on which area today's Catholic Church now stands. The so-called Lordship Courtyard was mentioned in the year 891. If you proceed further straight ahead, you arrive at the train station, the Bahnhof. The All Saints River Valley train tracks between the towns of Hochspeyer and Bad Münster were built in 1870 and 1871. Between the coffee mill and the Protestant church runs the so-called Weilegästchen, the Weiler Alley. Please follow that walkway. At the small bridge over the Lonsbach Creek is another statue of the Saint of Nepomuk. At the end of the walkway, you find yourself again on Schlossstrasse, Castle Street, only a few meters from the tour starting point. If you are interested, you can go to the Kreuzkapelle, the Chapel of the Cross. It is about 600 meters up a steep hill. However, the view from the chapel is worth the effort. So that's it. I hope you've enjoyed the walk. In conclusion, I'd like to thank Mr. Rashi, who put this tour together. Please have a nice day, as I say, see you again in Vinwiller.